this isn't just a function of annoying the Seneca leadership. The Seneca people are very angered by this.
John Cain is host of Let's Talk Native. As a Native American, he has close connections with those living in the Seneca Nation community. Cain says the state has been stacking up too many issues against Native Americans, from gaming to lawsuits against Native brands, taxes, and seizures.
I got to tell you, Eileen, there is talk of a throughway event, because if the governor is going to try to interfere with their national commerce in terms of gaming and their private sector commerce in terms of tobacco and that kind of thing, you're going to see a reaction. And there's a lot of talk right now of a throughway event.
Very soon? I mean, is there any pulse on when something like that will happen? And what kind? A shutdown?
What I'm hearing is that there is a plan to close the throughway from a demonstration standpoint. I don't think anybody's talking tire fires or bulldozing the throughway, but I think there is talk about doing an event that is going to spill out onto the throughway and clearly grab the attention of the media and grab the attention of Governor Cuomo.
In 1997, Senecas demonstrated against the state sales tax on Native land, shutting down a section of the throughway near the Cattaraugus Reservation. Protesters lit fires and got into scuffles with state police. Cain says Cuomo continues to threaten the Senecas for failure to provide casino revenue payments, but Cain noted that the issue remains in arbitration. Cain says the governor is failing to follow a gag order recommended by the arbitration hearing officer. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.